All right, so we're closing in on time for the NFL draft.
April 27th.
April 27th. Finally, it's getting a little closer.
The Browns are on the clock.
Browns are on the clock. Number one pick.
Are you holding your breath?
No.
Okay, because you would be dead by April 27th.
I'll be dead by then. So the name I keep hearing so much about, though, is Myles Garrett.
Yes.
Considered to be, what, the number one pick?
This is an interesting coming together of the old-fashioned football people who watch tape and games and say, this guy has all the athletic ability and everything to be a big-time pass rusher in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And all the analytics people who look at things he did in the combine and how fast he runs and how he compares to other defensive ends who've been drafted high. And they both come together and say, he's the best player in the draft.
Okay.
The Browns have what pick?
The number one pick.
They have what in their front office? Who kind of drives their front office? What's their thinking? I mean, is it the old-time guys or the analytics guys?
Oh, no, the analytics guys, the new regime.
Yeah. And they have some old-time guys. So my thing is, I will be absolutely stunned if they trade the number one pick. And also, I would be really surprised if they took anybody besides Myles Garrett.
Really?
Because I just think this is where it all comes together. I was talking to somebody with the Browns recently, and he said, one of the things we look at is future salary of your players. In other words, what position do you think gets the most money? Who would get the most money?
Quarterbacks.
You know who gets the second most money? Pass rushers.
Pass rushers, okay.
So if you can get an elite pass rusher or an elite quarterback on a rookie contract for like the first 4 years, mm-hmm. you got a big time bargain.
Okay.
See that again, that's where analytics comes to play. Mm-hmm. Where at say other positions, you know, offensive linemen or whatever, a rookie contract's always a good thing if the player is a talented player. But mm-hmm. in certain positions it could save you a ton of money on your salary cap. So I think that's yet another reason they're looking at Myles Garrett, because he's playing what amounts to the second highest paid position on the field.
Well, he certainly has personality, because he's been saying some things.
Right. Well, a while ago, you know, and I did check on this because I saw this thing where I wanted to play in Dallas. Hey, Jerry Jones, trade for me, you know.
Yeah.
But then I read the whole context that he had done all these interviews, I believe it was at ESPN or somebody, on different things. And they go at the end and say, well, let's do something kind of fancy, you know, humorful, or let's have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Well, he grew up where? Where did he grow up?
In Texas.
Near
Dallas.
How about in Arlington, just down the road from where the Cowboy Stadium is?
Okay.
I'd be like, you know, somebody who kind of grew up in like Cuyahoga Heights, like 8 miles away from Cleveland Stadium.
Okay.
So he grew up a Cowboy fan, played at Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. So, hey, Jerry Jones, take me. I want to play for my hometown team. Which then became, we're up here, it's like, oh, he doesn't like us. Yeah. We don't want him. He doesn't like cold weather, on and on.
He doesn't
want
to be in Cleveland.
But, you know, since then he said all the right things. And mm-hmm. now he's gave an interview at ESPN, and he's like, what did he say, Amanda?
He said something about, you know, if Cleveland doesn't take me, I'll spend however many years punishing them.
Yeah, I'll be punishing them next 10 to 12 years. I'll be knocking their quarterbacks down. Well, you hope that's true.
Yeah.
But at least he's not being wishy-washy about it. He wants to be the number one pick.
Okay.
And I think that's somewhat important. And I also think that in terms of, now when you get into the other things that match up for him, there's no like off the field stuff. You know, this is not Johnny Manziel 14 parties or whatever.
Okay, that's good.
He also, for example, just again to look at Manziel physically, he just didn't look like an NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
This guy does.
Okay.
And one of the things, it's a small deal unless you're like inside the football bubble. Like he ran a great 40-yard dash at the combine.
Mm-hmm.
And most guys, when they do that, they don't run up their pro day. He said, I'm not going to run at my pro day. I'm going to run faster. And he did.
Really?
Yeah. And then they do this, how many times do you lift him out this amount of weight?
I saw a video of him doing
it. It was like he showed that he was even in better shape after the combine than he was in the combine when he blew everybody away with what great shape he was in.
Wow.
So, and I know the Browns have had some interviews with him. It went well. They like him. So I would be stunned if they don't take him. And then after that, it really is a who knows.
Because then they have how many picks after that.
Yeah, but the interesting thing to me was how the numbers worked of, you know, I knew the quarterbacks got the most money. I would have thought maybe receivers were number two.
Yeah, yeah.
But, or possibly left tackles get paid a lot of money, like Joe Thomas and those guys. But they say now the biggest thing in football is, do you have a quarterback that can impact the game, or do you have a defense that could hurt the other quarterback, you know, make him rush? So can you, if you can't, if you don't, in other words, if your quarterback's no good, at least make the other quarterback play lousy.
Okay.
So that's why the rise of pass rushers and the huge contracts they've been given fits into where the modern NFL is. And that's why, frankly, when you look at Myles Garrett, he fits into what I think the Browns will be looking at.
Okay. Interesting stuff. We'll see what happens, but it looks like Myles Garrett might be the guy.
Just remember, if he doesn't come here, he's going to be punishing Cleveland for the next 10 or 12 years.
Haven't we been punished enough?
I know. There you go.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks.